Graham, we need to talk.
Sports Freak website out of Wellington joins us. Graham, good morning.
Good morning.
So just let me get this straight. So you're at a restaurant with a couple of gang guys and the brother of one of the terror suspects, right?
Yeah.
You get a photo taken. You put that on your Facebook.
Of course
you then walk through the casino with drugs in your pocket, hand those to the police, okay?
Yeah.
And this is 3 days before you play a really crucial game because all your points are being stripped, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So at what part of this does the brain kick in and go, maybe one bit of this isn't a good idea?
I don't think it's quite kicked in yet, has it? Mind you, it's quite a good way of the Eels actually getting below their salary cap, isn't it? If they dump him in the $450,000 salary.
Well, not just him, but the other two guys with him as well, Paolo and Seguiaro.
Yeah. It's like some of these NRL clubs are having a competition to see who can do the dumbest stuff.
I think they're winning. I think Parramatta are winning.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think if you're there with the terror suspects and the drug lords and all that sort of stuff, and then put that picture up on Facebook, that's right up there, isn't it?
I'd say they're comfortably winning by quite some distance.
By the length of the
I'd say they're the far lap or the Maccabi Diva of the NRL.
Go on, son.
They are miles ahead.
Aren't they,
but it's pretty concerning if you're Todd Greenberg, isn't it? I mean, obviously.
Todd Greenberg's come out with a press statement saying that they should choose their friends more wisely.
Well, they've got to do something more than that.
Don't they? That's what you tell your five-year-old when he goes
exactly.
to kidney.
Don't hang out with the cream of the Sydney underworld.
Don't hang out with the gang guys. Because you don't get away from those guys. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't walk away, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit more than just choose your friends wisely.
Well, I don't think it's just everyone dibbing for dinner, is it? And we'll see you again in a couple of months' time.
No, but this is the thing as well. The NRL has had a problem with this sort of stuff for years.
For years.
So why is it taken, or why are they still not able to eradicate it from the game?
Because whoever is involved in doing this and these young guys honestly believe they're bulletproof and that it's not going to affect them, guy. That's it. It's no other reason than they're young, dumb, and full of... It rhymes with dumb. Graham, that's the expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what it was like, mate? Guy, at 18 years old, I was climbing up the side of the student union building at Victoria University, four floors, and climbing in the window to go to concerts full of gin. Now, if you look at that building now, Gray, you know where I'm talking about climbing, don't you?
I certainly do, yeah.
That's a death sentence, mate. You fall, you're dead. Now, tell me at 18 years old that I was going to die. No way. No way in hell, mate.
Yeah. If you tried to take a photo of yourself as you were doing it, you might have, though.
Yeah. I mean, thank God there wasn't the Facebook. And look, this is it. They're young men, and they've never worked. They've never had a job. They've never had to book a dentist appointment. They've had nothing but praise their whole lives. And they get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. And what happens with that is they get the hangers-on, and all of a sudden
you're... Yeah, but Corey Norman's not an 18-year-old. He's a 25-year-old, as I just looked up then. That is old enough to realise
to know better?
That, I would have thought
well,
so.
Why doesn't he know better then? Explain
well, I don't
that.
Know.
Hayden, why doesn't he know better? You're a dad. Why doesn't he know better?
Who?
You grew up with your mum as a solo mum. And so it's not saying lacking father figures is the responsible...
Which dickhead are we talking about?
Corey Norman.
Oh, It wouldn't matter what you did.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You just think he's one of those guys?
Yeah, I just think he's easily corruptible. I think
How
he's
old
a, he's
was
just
Moynihan
a follower.
When he took that picture?
How old was?
He would have been early 20s.
Yeah.
Moynihan, okay. All right.
I don't know for certain, but he would have been.
Well, you know, if you're Parramatta, where does it go from here? This is the thing.
Well, it can only go up, can't it?
You know, you've actually just, you know, and then you've got the Kieran Foran situation, which is a sad situation in itself. And he's joined this club, and I remember him saying before he went, you know, to his rehab clinic that this is the tightest group of bros he's ever been with. And you're just sitting there shaking your head going, dude, is this really where you want to be right now?
That's a little bit different because of, I suppose, the personal, and we don't know what they are, but the personal circumstances surrounding it. But certainly, you know, that is equally as scary, I suppose, as everything else that goes on in rugby league at the moment.
All right, let's
Despite
move on to
how hard is.
Let's move on to Conrad.
We need to talk.
Conrad Hurrell, and in my heart, guy, I hope it works out for this guy, and I hope that he becomes the player that we know he can be.
Yep.
I don't know whether he wants that, and no one can make him want that.
Well, maybe I think this is probably the best thing for him, to be honest, because he wasn't getting the game time under Andrew McFadden, whether that was due to his form or whether that was due to something off the field, his attitude off the field. We all know that that's been pretty well publicised in the past 6 to 12 months. So there was clearly an issue there. Look, I genuinely think it's the best thing for him.
Yeah,
I think it's the best thing for the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I think it's the best thing for everyone that he moves somewhere else completely away from the Warriors. and goes and tries, as you say, to become the rugby league player that we all kind of saw glimpses of. Because it's, his talent is definitely there.
It's undeniable.
And it needs the work ethic and I suppose, the mental maturity that will get him there.
Is it, Graham, is it just us, or is it this year, or is it just in the last few years? But there just seems to be so many more of these kind of stories, doesn't there?
Yeah, it does seem to be a big year.
Harrell
is another person who needs to put his phone away, I think, as well, if you go back a year or two. But I think it'll be the best thing for him, as long as he doesn't go to the Eels.
Well, he's going to the Gold Coast. He's with Birdie and all the Coke guys, so that'll be good, isn't it, eh? Yeah.
Is that now confirmed, is it?
Apparently, it's the one enough place that you'd pick to go. Yeah, here's your new mentor, Greg Bird. Brilliant. Isn't that great? Hey?
Yeah, and Nate.
Defecate Nate. Brilliant. These are two role models, aren't they? It just gets better. I mean, you can't write comedy like this, can you?
No. Yeah. He could guest star on the GC, the show as well, couldn't he? It'd be terrific.
The story comes up there as well.
Yeah, he could show, as Hayden says, on the GC.
Is that show coming back, is it?
Well, let's hope so.
One can only hope not.
Yeah. All they got to do is put some cameras in the Parramatta dressing room and it's back, isn't it? Graham, why is basketball...
We need to talk.
...the best sport on TV at the moment?
Well, it is. I mean, it's got everything, isn't it? It's got the underdogs winning. Obviously, it's at that semi-final stage. And it's got a Kiwi who's becoming a star. So, it's just got all the lines that make it a good story. And, you know, I think like 2-year-old kids dressing up as Stephen Adams. I mean, wow.
It's the most he's the most unlikely star as well, Guy. That's the thing. If one guy just does not put his hand up and say, make me the headline act, it's Stephen Adams.
Isn't it just superb?
It is. It's brilliant.
And to answer your question as well, to what you asked, Graham, it's got more than two superstars, three superstars at least, in Durant, Westbrook, and then Steph Curry. This series at the moment is just, I wish it was the final series. Unfortunately, it's effectively the semi-final series.
Okay, now you want LeBron to be in there as well, don't you?
Well, yeah, but these two teams, the way they play is, I mean, defense kind of goes out the door sometimes, but the way these two teams can play offense is just beautiful at times, and just draws your attention whether you're a basketball fan or not. You want to see these guys just going at each other, dunking, shooting threes from God knows where.
Miraculous shots.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, plays.
It's just got everything. And it's, it's just brilliant.
Well, Graham, they couldn't, this is the NBA, you know, every now and again, I suppose, it lands on the doorstep of a sport, doesn't it? Where you get everything coming together, I suppose, in a perfect storm. And it seems that this particular NBA final series is that.
Yeah, it certainly does. And the other thing it's got in its favour is that it's got a pantomime villain in terms of Green as well. And so, if you've got the bad guy out there that everybody sort of hates and picking on and all that sort of stuff, and the NBA aren't dealing with him, then that adds that strand as well.
Well, I think that's the perfect reason, guys, to why they didn't ban him.
Yeah, but that's still, that doesn't wash with me still.
No, it doesn't excuse it.
No, certainly doesn't. I don't care whether it's the NBA fight, whether it's game 7 of the NBA finals. If you kick someone in the balls, you get suspended.
Yeah. Oh, hello. I mean,
and there's absolutely no way that approached accidental.
Well, it can't be accidental when you do that. Every man knows when he thrusts his leg forward into that area. Mind you, the good thing, I suppose, if there is a good thing about it, is it just goes to show you can be 7 foot tall. That drops you, doesn't it? It drops you straight away.
Yeah, but there's that classic photo of him standing up about 2 milliseconds before the pain kicks in, and you can see him getting kicked, but Stephen Adams is just like, that doesn't hurt me. And it's just the perfectly timed photo, and then if he had taken it just a fraction of a second afterwards, he'd be on the floor in pain like we all would be.
What amazed me as well, Graham, is that he didn't actually just, you know, reach down and take stock of the situation, because that would be a normal reaction too, wouldn't it?
You never touch.
What do you mean?
No.
You're going to find out where they went to.
No, no, because you're terrified of what's happened. Unless you've lost one up there.
You wouldn't want to look down there and see a bus shelter type situation, would you?
Well, yeah, but you've got to check, don't you?
No, but you might re-hurt it more.
You check in a couple of minutes' time.
Well, where? You've got national television on you, mate. How do you check? There's cameras on top of the basket if you ever look that way. Though.
I can tell you, you know as well as I do, you know if there's something majorly wrong. If you've lost one up there.
Well, behind your ear.
No, in your tummy.
Yeah.
I'd say all four of us at the moment are crossing our legs.
We need to talk.
Oh, you know that we are. Hey, the All Blacks get named on Sunday. Can you believe that?
No, it's
Where
kind
did that
of
happen
it's just happened, hasn't it?
Isn't
but
it?
Jesus, it's exciting.
It is.
I mean, this is potentially, and I say that word potentially, the most exciting All Blacks team that we've ever had. I know we've lost a lot of talent from last year, but there's seemingly been more talent that's come through the ranks to fill those gaps. I give Wales no chance of even getting close to the All Blacks. I don't care if it's the first test of the year. This All Blacks team is just going to be oozing ability and talent, and I can't wait, really. Even though it is Wales, I'm thrilled to see that international rugby's back.
Are we going to see perhaps a Corey Jain or an Israel Dagg make it again, do you think, Graham?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the wrong time of the World Cup cycle to do that. And I think, you know, there is still in the back of the mind that focus of the All Black selectors and management, that on top of everything else, the World Cup is the most important thing. So I can't see them picking guys who are not going to be around for the next World Cup. So, yeah, no, I'd say it's more likely we'll see new people. Whether McKenzie, for example, gets picked off the bench as some kind of cover or something like that. Although, probably wing is the one area where we don't have a lot of depth.
Yeah, I think right wing's a debatable one, Guy, isn't it, as to who goes into that slot and whether or not, if this was an end-of-year tour and we were where we are now, I wouldn't be surprised to see Israel or Corey Jain as a stopgap measure. But against Wales, I'm not so sure.
I think Israel Dagg might make it. Well, I don't think form, Corey Jain will.
Hard to argue.
But I think Israel Dagg on form, they've liked him for a long time. He was out of form last year, but I think he's come back this year and been quite simply brilliant and seems to be, if not back to his best, very close to it. So I think he might find a place. But yeah, I still wonder who they'll put on the right wing as well, whether it's him, whether it's Naholo.
Oh, here we go. Waisaki Naholo.
How's it not him?
It has to be him.
Well, because he hasn't really proved himself in an All Black jersey yet.
Well, this is a perfect time for him to do that. At home against Wales. I think whoever they put on the right wing will play well.
Okay.
Just so.
Okay.
But it was good to get the feedback from the Crusaders fantasy.